Unslave yourself. That is the name of today's little mini thing. Unslave yourself. There are so many things, whether they be comestibles, habits, many things out there that really can make us slaves or make us complacent to slavery. So for today, I wanted to go over just a list of about 10 ways that we can unslave ourselves. Super important, more important probably every day as time goes on, given all the propaganda and all the psyops. We live in a world of constant psyops, 24/7, nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. So what are some of those ways that we can unslave ourselves? Let me just bring up my little list that I have here whilst I'm hiking. Great day here where I am, a nice sunny day, great weather. So I'm outside getting some sun on my coat, getting some vitamin D, and just enjoying the day, enjoying being alive. So there are 10 things that are brain damaging weapons utilized against the slave class or the chattel class. You probably see these types when you're out and about. So what are these? Things that are definitely brain damaging, that can cause lots of problems, make people complacent. I mean, this is just a brief list, to be honest. I mean, 10 is kind of lean when you think about all the things out there. And I actually saw this thing yesterday that I posted on the White Wellness Telegram. It was, I'm not sure actually who wrote it. It was lengthy. It was like 168 pages. It was a PDF. And it was all of these things, from food to the things that we put on put in our body, just everything, and how these were depopulation tools, and even how propaganda and mind control and just taking in, you know, this faulty material, that also is a depopulation tool. Like the Oyede Eye narrative, for example, a depopulation tool. The transsexual narrative, a depopulation tool. The transhumanist narrative, a depopulation tool, right? The vegan narrative, depopulation tool. And of course, if you believe these tools or these things in general, probably some brain damage there. It's kind of scary to actually really think that there are people who walk amongst us who actually have brain damage. Typically when we hear that phrase, we think, oh, that person's really in like a very far off stead. You could tell by looking at them that they have brain damage. But I think that many people are roaming around, especially with the advent of the Oyede Eye costume, who have literal brain damage. So what are the list of the 10 ways that the slave class is having brain damage be foisted upon them? Let's go through this list. Number one should be very easy to discern. Number one is vaccination. This is one of the main tools that the Skeksis utilize to cause brain damage, to lengthen our lifespans, to have us complacent and basically completely codependent on the allopathic medical system shitstem. It also reinforces the idea, the hoax, shall I say, the hollow hoax that germs or microbes cause disease. That's not true. It's never been true. It never will be true. But that's how they control a lot of things, just by this narrative, which of course, with Oyede Eye, the silver lining was that many people were able to find out that this was a hoax, right? What a relief, what a great thing, right? What a great silver lining that was. So that's number one. Number two might be a little bit of a surprise, but I'll say it anyway. Coffee and caffeine products, that's right. So that would include coffee and teas and chocolates and all that type of stuff. And I think I'll actually cover this one more in depth next time I do like a full live show. But just speaking about this in general, yes, there are some minerals in all three of those products, in tea and coffee and chocolate. There are some minerals, but with chocolate and caffeine, they raise levels of estradiol, which is one of the three estrogens that we humans have in our bodies. And most of us are probably dealing with estrogen dominance, not just the gals, but the guys as well. Plus, these can stress you out, especially the coffee. And when you're stressed out, you burn through minerals a lot quicker. And even if it's a metabolic stimulant, which some are touting as a good thing, when you stimulate yourself, even if you've got a lot of fuel in your tank, you're still going to run through a lot of your minerals, and you're going to push the gas pedal on your adrenals, your adrenals, which you don't want to do. Just living in this society can be very adrenally exhaustive. And one of the reasons that coffee makes people use the John or the loo or the shitter is because your body is trying to purge it out of your system as quickly as possible. So that's kind of how that goes. And also, over time, if you're relying on stimulants to induce peristalsis, to have a bowel movement, you're going to make your colon loose, almost in the way that someone who's engaging in anal sex is going to make their colon loose over time. So definitely something to think about. And also, in regards to tea is a source of fluoride. So even though it's got lesser effects typically in regards to the stimulant ways than coffee, and chocolate a little bit less too, even though that one does raise estradiol just like coffee does, tea is naturally high in fluoride and can uptake fluoride in the ground. And fluoride, of course, and I think we know all about fluoride, right? Fluoride can be neurotoxic and calcifying to the pineal gland. So even though it's, you know, maybe organic tea or whatever, you have to sometimes think about these things. And also, too much fluoride can fuck with the thyroid gland. Interestingly enough, yerba mate, which is a caffeinated leaf that's native to South America, very popular beverage in Brazil, even though it's caffeine, it doesn't have the fluoride, nor does it raise the estradiol levels. So maybe if someone's looking to taper down, you could utilize something like yerba mate. Okay, number three on this list is alcohol. That's right. Of course, there's many alcohols out there that are more deleterious than others. Like, I'd say like the wine coolers and just the really shit quality beers are way worse because of all the glyphosate and all the zoggy stuff that's in that. But in general, alcohol is one of the elixirs that this country and many countries, whether they're part of white Western civilization or not, they run on alcohol. And yes, it can be brain damaging, it can mess with digestion. When people drink a lot of alcohol, I mean, they're going to make a really good slave for this Skeksis, right? And of course, if you are still having drinks, like, not every day, right? Like, this list is not to scare anybody and make anyone feel terrible for doing these things. No, just maybe don't do it every day. Maybe do it on a special occasion. Maybe give it up for a couple of months and see how you feel, right? Something to just consider right there. And if you are going to drink alcohol, try to get raw alcohol. Try to get alcohol from Europe, that typically, like here in America, Napa and Sonoma, as amazing as those wines are, they've been completely contaminated. So just something to consider. Number four on the list would be medical drugs, Dr. Z's white pills. That goes without saying. It's a pretty obvious one right there. That would also include any of Dr. Z's injectables that aren't vaccinations. Number five, and this is actually four things: sugar, and that means white sugar, wheat, cow's milk, and Zio seed oils. Of course, we've talked about many of these a lot on many other shows. Of course, sugar is an industrial food. It's a slave food. It's completely demineralized. If you want something sweet, have some maple syrup, maple sugar, or honey, or a piece of fruit. Wheat is totally hybridized, totally devitalized, totally miscegenated, and causes a lot of allergies for a lot of people. It's also bad for your thyroid, bad for your bowel, can put on weight, cause depression, etc. And if you are going to eat it, get the best quality that is soured, sourdough, as opposed to just eating like some Zio sludge that's been fortified with iron filings. I mean, it's really crazy when you think about the average person is utilizing all these things every single day, and they wonder why they feel like such sludge or why they can't understand what's going on in the world, right? Another thing on this list would be cow's milk, especially A1 pasteurized cow's dairy. The protein-rich stuff completely cauterizes and damages the stomach, inflammatory, causes mental illness. Zio seed oils, we've talked about this ad nauseum. Any of the industrial Zio seed oils, soybean, canola, which is really rapeseed, safflower, sunflower, peanut, cottonseed. These are all zeosludge, and they damage the DNA, of course, resulting in brain damage. Number six would be fluoride. We just talked prior about fluoride in tea, but fluoride in general in the water, in toothpaste, in a lot of things. But yeah, that can definitely cause a lot of problems in the body, and it's done slow. Like, a lot of these things are slow. You know, it's an ongoing type of thing. Number eight would be cigarettes, especially because of all of the things they put in the tobacco. That's what makes the tobacco so bad in the first place, is all the things they add to it. I believe in the 1930s, Camel started adding certain things to cigarettes to make them hyper addictive. So definitely something to consider. Newports and things like that, which are menthol, are the worst of the worst. And interestingly enough, a tobacco habituation is linked to low levels of tyrosine. So if you're feeling like you need to do smoking all the time, perhaps you have low levels of tyrosine. And tyrosine, of course, you could get it in a supplement, but it's typically synthetic, and I would rather have someone be getting it from food, and that would be animal foods. Animal foods are really rich in tyrosine, so something to consider right there. So moving along to something else on the list, number eight, this should be pretty obvious: processed foods, junk foods, GMOs, anything that's iridated, fluoridated, radiated, just zioed out. Those are not even foods. Number nine would be EMF radiation and wireless devices. We really have to just do our best to mitigate this the best that we can. You know, turning off your Wi-Fi at night, putting Wi-Fi protectors on the back of your mobile devices, not using Bluetooth too often, using silver clothing or a silver blanket over your genitals. And number 10 would be chemtrails or Zog fog. Again, not something we can totally and completely mitigate, but at least we can be more conscious of it, perhaps living in an area where there isn't too much of that going on. And something else I would think about too on this list, I didn't say, but or it wasn't on the list, but I'll mention it here, would be corn. Corn's another thing. Used to be a really nice thing. It's the mother crop of America, of the Americas, actually. But a lot of the corn has been given the terrible treatment that the wheat has been given, making it essentially indigestible, laced with glyphosate. Remember, anything with glyphosate is going to mess with your gut bacteria and take away bacteria from your gut the same way antibiotics do. That's never a cure. I see some people in some of these quote health circles telling people to take antibiotics to get rid of something like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIFO, small intestinal fungal overgrowth. But there's a reason that microbes proliferate. It's not because your body is under attack. It's because there's toxins in there. So maybe if you take the antibiotic, you will feel better off the bat, but it's a buy now, pay later situation because you poisoned yourself and you wiped out your janitorial helpers. So just something to think about there. So a couple of basic ways to unslave yourself. Just 10 little things right there. Some of them on the food tip, some of them on the lifestyle tip. But think about this. Think about this list as you navigate the day, the weekend, whatever. And start with baby steps. Don't overwhelm. Don't stress yourself out. And the reason I use the lotus as the picture for today's little mini clip is because the lotus in the Vedic traditions is all about traveling through the world without being corrupted by it, because the lotus grows in the water, typically scummy water, and it raises up with all that sludge and is still this beautiful flower that blooms and blossoms. So be like that. Be like the lotus. Don't get caught up in all the stuff, and try to lessen or limit your brain damage, right? Because probably everyone's brain damaged to an extent. I mean, hell, we're all living on this human farm known as the ZSA or other parts of the world. But yeah, just try to lessen your brain damage and unslave yourself. Enjoy today. Have a great weekend.